federal government tabled a new bill, Bill C-13, an act to amend the Official Languages Act, to enact the Use of French in Federally Regulated Private Businesses Act, and to make related amendments to other acts. The intent of the bill is to modernize the Official Languages Act to protect, promote, and recognize the French language as a minority language in Canada, and to encourage the use of both English and French. In Quebec particularly, Bill C-13 recognizes the province's charter of the French language in its new form after Bill 96 passed through the National Assembly. It also gives new language rights for employees in federally regulated private businesses in Quebec and other areas with a strong Francophone presence. As the bill continues to be reviewed, it has caused some concern for the English-speaking communities in Quebec. Sylvia Martin-Laforge, Director General of the Quebec Community Groups Network, a nonprofit organization that advocates for English-speaking Quebecers, speaks on Bill C-13 and the potential impacts it may have on the English-speaking minority communities in the province. So Sylvia, there's been a lot of talk about this new bill being put forward by the federal government known as Bill C-13, but it's not clear to everyone as to exactly what this bill is and what it means. Can you just begin by explaining to our listeners what Bill C-13 is exactly?
Bill 13 is a modernization of the Official Languages Act. That actually is an exercise that started way back in 2018. And over the past 4 to 5 years, there's been a push to ensure that the Official Languages Act, that's a quasi-constitutional piece of legislation, is updated and it has evolved over the years. The last time the act was modernized was way back in the 80s, and it's been around for a long time. And that's something that the English-speaking community, the QCGN, has been enthusiastic about since 2018. Over the years, though, over the past 4 to 5 years, unfortunately, Bill C-13 has taken on a bit of a different turn. Bill C-13 now, that is being reviewed in a parliamentary commission, talks about the province of Quebec and refers to the Charter of French Language. So while a few years ago, I think most Quebecers have come to have peace with Bill 101, now this C-13 refers to the Charter of French Language in the new look of Bill 96. And so while C-13 is about the federal application of the Official Languages Act, because it refers to provincial legislation, we all should be concerned about talking about provincial legislation, which most Quebecers over the past 2 years, as the introduction of Bill, and now it's a law, 96, has come into fact, why the federal government would refer to law 96, the Charter of French Language now, that we feel is hostile to the English-speaking community.
Yeah, and from what I'm understanding, Bill C-13 changes things in the way that federally run private businesses in Quebec will run, from what I'm understanding.
That's right. That's a companion bill, and that is the federally regulated businesses in Quebec would have the choice to choose to be regulated by the Charter of French languages or the federal government, and has the potential for affecting employees of those federally related businesses and services to the public. There's an asymmetrical approach now to English and French in C-13 and the Official Languages Act that we are not agreeable. We don't agree with.
Yeah, because from my understanding in the research that I did on the bill, it provides employees in federally regulated private businesses in Quebec and in other regions with a strong Francophone presence with new language rights at work. So this includes the knowledge of a language other than French no longer necessarily being a set condition of employment unless the employer can prove the knowledge of another language is required. So do you think these sort of conditions will make it only more difficult for English-speaking people, to be served in another language besides French within these territories that the federal government designates? And will it make it more difficult for French speakers outside of these territories to access services in French?
For the francophones in the rest of Canada, there's still implementation issues that the francophones outside of Quebec will be working on, federally regulated businesses. But certainly in Quebec, the impact is that employees will not have equal access to performance reviews, to forms. That is very possible because the language of work in Quebec under the Charter of French Language is very much more regulated. Colleagues in your workplace can say that you're using too much English, or there's a whole different feeling of culture in the employment sector in Quebec because of Bill 96, which will also have a consequence now in federally regulated businesses. Federally regulated businesses should not have the same regulation as a provincial under provincial regulation. It shouldn't be regulated under the provincial regulation.
Yes, because from what I'm understanding, Bill C-13 recognizes the Quebec's Charter of the French Language within the Official Languages Act, like you mentioned. So this gives federally run businesses the option to either follow Bill C-13 or the Charter. So there is some concern there because, like you mentioned, Bill 96 basically operates notwithstanding fundamental rights and freedoms guaranteed under the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms.
Creates unevenness. It creates a situation where employees and clients may be confused. And that's not what the federal government has always promised to either the French, the English-speaking community of Quebec or the Francophones outside Quebec. We want the stability of having English and French recognized equally in our provinces and as Canadians. So that is really quite a bone of contention for us. And also recognizing the Charter of French Language that with Bill 96 has used the notwithstanding clause. How can the government of Canada, by evoking the legislation, the provincial legislation of the Charter that has been used with the notwithstanding clause, how can they put that in federal legislation? That is to us, it's not logical. The principle is wrong.
Yeah, and it essentially goes against the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, like using the notwithstanding clause. Yeah, exactly.
What's interesting for the population, for English-speaking Quebecers, is English-speaking Quebecers are always more attuned to what is happening in their province, as most people in the provinces are, around the legislations that affects their daily lives. And Bill 96 has affected and has the potential of affecting the economy of Quebec, individual rights and freedoms of Quebecers. So we're very, very attuned to Bill 96. Where individual Quebecers have to pay more attention to C-13 is all of a sudden, over the past year, federal government seems to be legitimizing the Charter of French Language as it is now with the modification and amendments and implemented by Bill 96. And that is, as I said before, our bone of contention. That feels a little further from your everyday life, but it is quite important for individual English-speaking Quebecers to pay attention to.
From your perspective, how else will this bill impact the English-speaking minority here in Quebec? I know that there are various things that QCGN highlighted in their letters to Parliament that caused concern for the group. I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to add to that.
Well, certainly community groups in Quebec are very interested in the funding that the federal government gives to linguistic minority groups, whether they be outside Quebec or whether they be in Quebec. As Quebec has said over the last few years, they don't believe that the English-speaking Quebec community groups, we don't have the same rights as Francophones in the rest of Canada. So the worry that we should have in Quebec is being, as English-speaking Quebecers, a second-class citizens. So that's in legislation and future legislation and future challenges before the courts. But it is also about funding that is given to the English-speaking community because we are a minority group. So that's health and social services, that's education, that's arts and culture. Those are transfer payments on the one hand, but also grants and contributions that are given to groups that help our community thrive and make us more vital. I don't think that most Quebecers, right, English-speaking Quebecers right now, feel that the governor of Quebec will ensure the vitality of the English-speaking community. We don't feel it. We've always relied on the federal government to ensure that vitality. And if in a law we are diminished to a second-class citizen or second-class citizens, a second-class group, that might very well have impact on the funding they give to English-speaking community in Quebec. Mm-hmm. Should all be worried about that.
Yeah, and Bill C-13 seems to be almost exacerbating those conditions.
There is the potential. There is the potential. So we're asking the government to, as you saw in our letter, to reconsider wording and an approach, an asymmetrical approach, in legislation. English-speaking Quebecers have always had less money from the federal government because our institutions were more robust than in the rest of Canada for many different reasons. So there's always been some asymmetry in how much money English-speaking Quebec community has received from the feds. And we managed that situation. But we were not seen in legislation as less than. Now, with C-13, we're seeing a description of English-speaking Quebecers as less than because of the federal government's emphasis on the protection of French. Now, protection of French in terms of language is fine, but protection of the community, the vitality of the community, has got to be taken into account. And so we must continue to rely on the federal government to ensure the protection, the vitality of our community in Quebec.
Now, like you just mentioned, the intention with this bill is to strengthen and protect the French language in Canada and in Quebec.
Yes.
Do you think that this bill is a step in the right direction? Are there any positives to this bill that you see?
Well, the positives that were in the bill before, as I said earlier, Taylor, we've been working on this bill for years. So there was we have agreed with the Francophones outside Quebec that Supreme Court justices should be bilingual. We have agreed with the rest with Francophones outside Quebec that the court challenges program should be boosted with more money. We have agreed that there should be a more centralized coordination of official languages across the government of Canada. There were a number of areas where we agreed with the Francophones outside Quebec. Modernization, evolving definitions are important to keep legislation current. But this has gone too far. This has gone too far. They are diminishing. There is a potential to diminish the weight of policy and funding in English-speaking Quebec. It's the biggest minority language population. We are at 1.4 million now, but that doesn't mean that we're not vulnerable. That doesn't mean that our institutions are not vulnerable. Modernizing a bill is a good idea. Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah, like you mentioned, you're touching on how it might diminish the English-speaking community and our access to funding. But what pops out is how it will impact our access to federal services in our mother tongue as well.
There's that potential. I mean, you know, when you start fooling around with federally regulated businesses, what's next? Government services for departments, regular government services for departments. It's the pointy end of the stick here. Erosion of our access is a worry. I don't want to be alarmist here, but what's the next step? Is the next step around federal departments in Quebec? That's what the Bloc would want, anything on their territory, because the view of the Bloc and the current government and others before have talked about the territorial, they don't talk about it this way, but it points to the territorialization of Quebec as exclusively francophone. And what powers does the Canadian government have within Quebec, and what actions can they take on a minority, linguistic minority in Quebec, English-speaking minority of Quebec. While I don't want to be alarmist, there is an element of alarm in what we are talking about in connection to C-13.
From your perspective, does the bill also impact the French-speaking minority outside of Quebec and other minority languages, such as Indigenous languages? I didn't even see anything mentioned about other minority languages in the country, which I found very strange.
Well, harmonization or connection, the synergies between Indigenous languages is still a work in progress. Now, the Indigenous Languages Act is there, but there are many Indigenous languages. There's still, in our view, in Quebec, there's still a lot of work to be done by all levels of government to ensure that Indigenous languages continue. What we like to work on with Indigenous peoples in Quebec is their services. So, for example, they keep their Indigenous languages, but to what extent are English-speaking services still needed by the different Indigenous people, whether they be Mohawk or Abenaki? Or our work is to ensure that the federal government continues to give equal priority to English-speaking communities in Quebec. Now, by English-speaking communities in Quebec, we mean you can either identify as an English speaker, or you can identify within English-speaking Quebec as it's your first language, or you could be Greek and you're speaking English. You're going to English school because you've been here for a long time. But it's an access to services that's very, very important. So you will notice, most of the time, when QCGN talks about what we do, we talk about not Anglophones, but we talk about English-speaking Quebecers. So you can relate to being Italian or Greek or Indigenous, Inuit, but if you want your services in English, that's important. We're fighting for that, for the Official Languages Act to be recognized, to have the same elements that we had in the past, evolved, in order to modernize that, but that we English-speaking communities, we often talk about, put the S in, communities of Quebec are not second-class citizens, either in legislation or in funding.
You mentioned and I mentioned how QCGN has written letters to Parliament addressing Bill C-13. Are there other actions that QCGN is taking to address this bill and to make Quebecers aware and people outside of Quebec aware as what this bill means for the Official Languages Act?
Our strategy has been public and private, with parliamentarians, in federal parliamentarians, and to some extent provincial parliamentarians. So we are making aware, as I said, both publicly and privately, what the concerns of the English-speaking community are. Now, in the rest of Canada as well, we want people to be reminded that we are, in Quebec, a minority linguistic group. People have forgotten. those people who left, you know, 30, 40 years ago and took the 401 and went to Toronto, Calgary, and BC, or they went to the Eastern, they have to remember that we're still trying to be very vibrant and contributing to Quebec's economy here in Quebec. And our rights must not be trampled. In our communique, press release a week and a half ago or two, we said that we had 1,600 signatures. Now we're over 2,000 and growing. We're still inviting not only Quebecers, Canadians, to write to Minister Lametti about this situation.
Well, thank you so much, Sylvia, for answering all of my questions and for informing our listeners on this important bill. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Taylor. Thank you. Thank you very much. Love the townships.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.